Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
When evaluating personalities from the perspective of the sun and the moon in Vedic astrology, it gives a completely different picture. And this is what we will analyze in this series with case studies. Without the case studies, we'll be lost. We'll have no reference points or perspectives on how to look at this from an objectively scientific, logical perspective, yeah? So from the perspective of Vedic astrology, two guiding principles are the sun and the moon, the two luminaries that guide and focus our energies as a soul in particular directions. That's the principle, the sun and the moon. So number one, the rule is the ascendant nakshatra has the energies of the rising sun, your rising sign also, the external male principle, what you display in the world, what the personality wants to show in the world, the physical personality, the ego structures, extroversion, traits which are displayed externally, external drives, external impulses, external behaviors, etc. The sun is all about shining forward. It brings forth anything that will shine in the world. It's an external male principle is the first one we should see, the ascendant nakshatra. The next one is the moon nakshatra, which has the energies of mind as translated to emotional content, the subconscious desires, the deep-seated emotional tendencies and needs, the introversion, the emotional impulses. You can also call it the emotional body. This is the moon, the second luminary. So we are talking both about the display of external and internal, and that's all we are in this polarized world when we come in as souls. So let's evaluate with case studies one by one, because we are talking about three kinds of ganas here, the Dev Gana, the Manushya Gana and the Rakshasa Gana, and we are talking about ascendant and moon nakshatra in the placement in the birth chart. So it gives us number of combinations which we shall see one by one. Now we finish up with ascendant in Manushya Gana and moon in Rakshasa Gana, and this will be the basis in understanding all of the further videos about Lightworker astrology. Okay, so if you haven't already watched all the previous 8, this is the 9th one. I suggest you go through all of them, because you're living with such people. You may be working with such people. You may have your family and friends in any one of these combinations. So it's important that you understand what kind of personalities you're working with. Yes, makes sense. So what is this combination about? Ascendant in Manushya and moon in Rakshasa. First of all, these people are sociable and friendly. That's the first that appears, because ascendant is governing principle here. So these people are sociable and friendly. This person may be highly sociable and friendly with a natural ability to connect with others on a personal level. They may be well liked by others and enjoy spending time with friends and family. They are emotional and intense. They can have a strong emotional intensity, may be prone to mood swings and intense feelings. Mood swings basically come because we are unable to process some deeply intense feelings in a proper grounded way. We all have intense feelings. They may fluctuate from time to time, but these people may have a tendency to take things personally and may struggle with letting go of negative emotions. They are ambitious and driven. They have a strong desire to succeed, may be highly motivated by a desire for power, recognition, or success. In the external world, they may be willing to work hard and take the risks to achieve their goals. They are competitive and aggressive. They have that streak and may be prone to anger when they feel threatened or challenged. They may need to work on developing more self-control in these kind of situations. They are highly creative and imaginative, which allows them to see things from a unique perspective. They may be drawn to artistic or creative pursuits also. People with this combination may be motivated by a desire for power and control, but may also be driven by a need for emotional intensity and excitement. They may be drawn to relationships or pursuits that are intense and passionate and may struggle with boredom or routine. Are you struggling with some kind of a boring routine, boredom, and you are desiring intense feelings? Maybe this is the combination. Now let's take up a case study. Now let's take the case study of a lady by the name C. Her ascendant is in Purva Ashada in the third pada, which is Manushya Gana, and her moon is in the second pada of Ashlesha, which is Rakshasa Gana. And we can right away see her dominant element is water. It's off the charts. It is very highly predominant. This lady is extremely emotional and deeply sensitive. We can say that right away. All the other elements are pretty subdued. Fire, earth, and air is very less. So earth is the least, meaning she might be very less grounded in matters. There's some degree of fire, passion is there, and very little use of air or mental type of energy. There is a lot of use of emotion. The chart is dominated by emotion. So let us see the ascendant nakshatra first. Purva Ashada nakshatra, what does it stand for? It falls in Sagittarius, and in the third pada it is going into Libra, the fire sign going into air sign in Navamsha, which means what? This is very supportive of each other. Fire going into air, which is very mental and passionate in nature. The energy is of unstoppable power through victory. Purva Ashada is about gaining victory, victorious sign. They may be easygoing in Pada 3, going into Libra, which we are speaking of. Finding one's own path in life, unconventional approach, chasing high ideology, focus on progress, pleasant nature and flamboyant. Difficult or no relationships. She does have a lot of relationship issues. They have a good analytical ability, and they have a life theme of emotional roller coasters. Now guess what? The emotion is off the charts. The water element is dominant there. So this might be playing a lot in her life. Emotional roller coasters. So what's in the moon? Moon is in Ashlesha Nakshatra in Cancer, again a water sign. And moon is in the second pada, Cancer going into Capricorn, water going into earth sign in Navamsha, which means what? The water finds some grounding here in the moon sign. Later on in life, she will find more grounding in every sense of the term as life progresses. The energies of Ashlesha are protection and defense. They can get hurt easily. So moon in Ashlesha, she will get very defensive when somebody tries to sense, or as she senses as a perceived attack. It's like a snake. It's ruled by Naga. So they can be very defensive in nature. Considering she is emotional, this will be very highly so. They are highly intuitive, Ashlesha. They may be clingy and a need to feel connected to another. The earth energy sensitivity is high and action oriented. This lady might be very sensitive to the earth energy in terms of emotion, water element. Think of water element there. The theme of Ashlesha dominant in sensitives and light workers is shedding old skin and moving through life. They could be introverted, quiet, irritable, vulnerable with a need for privacy a lot. They could be deceptive and suspicious on the downside. So this combination, what I am reading here is this lady is needing a lot of emotional support because the extreme amount of intensity of emotion both in the ascendant as well as in the moon sign, which she will find through life. She needs to have some kind of a grounding and some kind of a teaching profession. Why do I say teaching profession? The Lord of the Ascendant Jupiter is in Pushya, in movable sign, also in Cancer, very exalted Jupiter. So she needs to translate her emotion to wisdom. Could that be possible? We tend to belittle emotion a lot in our cultures and in our civilization at the moment. Actually, it is a tremendous amount of power when used correctly. Emotion can be wise. Emotion can be used to guide as a counselor, as a teacher. As they learn through their transformative abilities in Ashlesha, this lady will, could be, at least there is a potential to become a great emotional teacher, a counselor of kind. That's how we interpret the combination of ascendant and moon nakshatras. Remember one thing as the conclusion of this particular one. Next one will be beginning light worker series, so it will get more deeper as we go through different combinations. And what does light work really mean? It's a broad term, and we shall explore this more with respect to Vedic astrology and also deeper meanings of dharma, artha, kama and moksha. In the meantime, take care, be safe, be healthy, be joyful.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.